UW Hospital and Clinics is the second largest employer in the Dane County area. The contract for roughly half its union workers ends today. Two other union contracts have already expired, and a fourth will in January. Diane Palmer is a nurse and president of SEIU Healthcare Wisconsin.
We are bound and determined to make sure that workers have a place and a say in their work environment. This legislation and this governor has decided to call a war on workers and very important healthcare workers.
In 2011, Governor Walker and the Republican-controlled legislature ended collective bargaining for most state workers. Madison and county officials urged UW hospital administrators to continue to work with its employees. In November, officials enacted a transition plan that looked at staffing and boosted pay, in part to offset increased health and pension costs. Jen Baltima is a senior vice president of human resources at UW Hospital and Clinics.
Act 10 legally prohibits us from engaging in collective bargaining. So with that, we wanted to comply with the law, but we wanted to further our strategic goal of best work and academic environment. We wanted to develop policies and practices that were fair, consistent, and affordable across the hospital.
The unions covered about 60% of UW Hospital's employees. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.